Andrew Finn McGill had no choice. From his bloodline to his name, Irish heritage stamped his identity. His parents played traditional Irish music in the home. He ditched Suzuki Method violin practice to play Irish music, and he went to Ireland twice to compete in the All-Ireland Violin Championships. As a kid, he would take part in the jam sessions at Asheville's Jack of the Wood, and his father, Jim, founded the Swannanoa Gathering. So how did McGill find his way to composing and playing this?
I had one Brazilian music lesson which blew my mind, and I just went off the deep end and decided I was going to study that like 8 hours a day.
McGill has a new album of original music called Canta Violino, anchored to the rhythms and musical sensibilities of Brazil and inflected with phrasings of early jazz.
The violin doesn't really exist in Brazilian music. My mentors and my teachers were mostly with, there's a saxophone and clarinet player down there, guitarists, mandolinists, everyone but the violin.
It might seem odd an Irish fiddler even discovered Brazilian music, let alone devoted himself to it, until you learn more about McGill. He has a habit of pulling at threads of curiosity, jumping from yarn ball to yarn ball. This is someone who is fluent in three languages and was just under 20 years old when he transcribed the solos of jazz horn players of the 1950s and 60s to understand their language.
I think part of it was probably just like musical ADD. Because I was also learning old time and bluegrass, and then I had an a cappella group, and then in college I was in a Cuban ensemble. And then one day I decided that jazz was the music, like musically was the most interesting.
McGill spent a year in Malawi on a fellowship to explore social change through music, and later went to Ghana as part of his public health studies at UNC Chapel Hill. But music proved too strong a pull, and so did a woman whom McGill followed from New York City to her native Brazil. There, his current focus took hold.
Here's a music where you solo, you do counterpoint, you comp, you have to know about chord theory, you have to be able to play rhythmically, different types of rhythms, all polyrhythmic, samba, choro, forró, baião, frevo. On top of all that, it's communal. You're sitting around in a circle with people and drinking beer, and that was very familiar to me. I grew up in Irish music.
It's one thing to learn how to perform Brazilian music. It takes an entirely different level of confidence for an Irish native of Asheville to compose music designed to sound authentically Brazilian. Not long after producing an album of his own Irish folk tunes, McGill approached some of Brazil's elite musicians to critique and shape his new music and help him to record it in Brazil. McGill believes these musicians welcomed him in part because violin is so rarely heard in their music.
There's a lot of rule-breaking, and there's a lot of deviations from Brazilian forms, but it's still Brazilian music. I wanted to actually like play their music really well, so I studied my ass off, and I think people heard that. Whether I like nailed it or not, I think it was clear that I took it seriously.
For his next project, McGill wants to blend and transcend genre and to establish his own artistic voice.
As musicians, we all want that. We want to be like recognizable after two notes. Instead of trying to be so obsessed with keeping the Irish music Irish and Brazilian music Brazilian, what I'm trying to do is cultivate that fan base more than, say, an Irish musician or a Brazilian musician, but just a musician.
McGill is celebrating the release of Canta Violino April 28th with his full band at Isis Music Hall in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.